So it's the evening of the 7th of October. We are still in the hotel and meeting people who have the courage to talk about themselves. Beside the fact that we all appreciated you being here, I decided at least to give you the word to my people who have not joined the trip and just ask you to introduce yourself. Ladies first.
Hi, I am Ronnie, 30 years old. I'm an Orthodox Jewish woman in Israel. I'm currently a winemaker and a Schnapsbrennen woman. I work in the agriculture field and I live in Jerusalem.
My name is Dor. I'm from Tel Aviv, 32 years old. I am working in the Israeli Scouts as the international department director. And I am married with two daughters.
Have you any idea why it was both of you who have been selected or asked?
We're both available.
Because you have very different opinions about many things here in Israel, right?
I think that's the whole purpose, to bring two people who have different opinions. So you don't get the chance in 10 days, you can't meet everyone here. So taking the most opposite people probably would give the best effect than bringing two people who are identical.
And your answer was, when you were asked about Israel, you said, with a smile in your head, you said, it's very complicated.
Yes, Israel is a country very diverse. We have very different populations. You know, we have the conflict with the Palestinians and Israelis, but also inside Israel, we have Jewish people that came from all over the world, from all continents and all backgrounds. And we have also Arabs and Druze. And also in the Arab population, we have Muslims and Christians and different Christians. So it's a very mixed culture, and which makes it a bit complicated when you talk about Israel.
But what makes us very surprised and even maybe admirative is that even after only one day, we've seen nobody who made a negative comment about things being in disorder. It seems that it's a part of your culture that you have to fight and to struggle to achieve in the end something beyond even your limits you have put up yourself.
I think that we do have many things in the country that we want to be different, to work differently. It's not the perfect country, but we love this country. And we, as we said, we love the weather here, we love the people here. I don't know how it is in different countries because I'm not there, but I guess everybody is loving his country. But here, I feel different. I feel at home.
I think it's like a relationship between a man and a woman. When you don't know really what you sometimes want for yourself, you do know, but you're afraid, so you like to say it's complicated. We love our country, it's our home. I feel sometimes that our relation to this place in the world is stronger than people like German people in Germany, because we met for many years, we didn't have a place, we wanted to come back, and we're fighting for it until our last drop of blood. So, and it's complicated, but, you know, you try not to look at it. You love the people, you love the weather, and when it's the war is going to come or not. It's complicated. We love it, and it's difficult.
Before I ask you the last question, just hearing you talking, I remember the phrase of my daughter. She's about the same age as you, and I told her that I'm going back to Israel. And she said, I'm not going to go back. And I asked her why, and she said, look, I was at the Klagemauer, and I saw for women there's so little space in comparison to men that I cannot accept that attitude, and I never want to go to this country again. I was quite surprised, and I've seen many places where we, as Europeans, think, even in Europe, women have not the same rights as the men. Is there any way we can learn from you back going to Europe, how to better defend, even as men, the rights of women?
This is for your daughter? Yeah. Okay. I think it's kind of harsh to say don't come to a place when they say there's not enough place for women. If there would be as many women as there are men who come to the Western Wall every day, then perhaps the wall would be in a different place. Men come every day because men are obligated to pray three times a day, and they come more often, okay? It's a factor of numbers. I can tell you that during the holiday, I go to pray a lot of times in the holiday in the Western Wall. They move it. because they are expecting a certain number of people. Sometimes they will move it towards the left and sometimes they will move it towards the right. It depends. This is what I said before in the panel. Before you say stuff, you should probably get to know the background, the material, because it's very easy to say something, but then it's very hard to take it back. And what was the second part?
The second part will be a more general interest, because the last question which was asked to you was as simple as that. When we go back to Germany, what can we learn from you?
I think it's like we said before, it's the understanding of the differences between the people. And you can't judge people just by things that you heard or things that you even saw if you didn't see the whole picture. And that there's in Israel there's much more to see and to learn for the good and for the bad. But it's definitely a place that is... It's a good study place to learn about many different things, especially now when Europe is changing and it becomes more diverse. Maybe you have some more things to learn from Israel for the good or for the bad.
Behind the screens and the politicians who talk on the screens, which you see on television, there are people who live in this country. If you want to have a genuine opinion, talk to those people. And talk to as many as you can and come visit the place, because it's very easy to give an opinion from far away and hearing some story from a reporter instead of coming and truly understanding what's going on here. It's much more complicated. And at the end of the day, even though the war and everything what's going on, at the end of the day, people just want to work and go home and earn their money and be friends with their neighbors. And most things that you see on television are individuals. Doesn't say that the whole country is like that.
We're nearly done with this interview, but as usual, when you prepare this interview, as I do, you have lots of questions. So you always make a choice which question you want to ask and which question we could agree. But imagine one question I haven't asked, but I should have asked. What would have been your answer to this imaginary question?
I don't believe there's going to be peace. There's no such thing. Rainbows and butterflies. That's what you wanted to hear.
What about you?
I don't have a clue.
Because of your frank and detailed answers, I just want to say thank you having been here with us. We really appreciated your presence. Maybe you can't even imagine how much. The only thing I can do is to go back to my folks and to use this interview to talk with you, not just about you, but to have you speaking out to my European folks and to be happy with them. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.